Good to be here this morning, and I would like to thank your minister and your session for their invitation to come along. I was speaking to Mr. Umrod yesterday, and I think he's looking forward to getting back out again, out of isolation. Okay, we're going to sing together. I think it's up on the board. Hymn number 76. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. And we'll remain seated as we sing together this morning. Thank you. That's good singing. We're just going to have a wee word of prayer. We're going to ask the Lord to come and be one of our number. Unless the Lord is here, unless the Lord is here to help me and to help you, well then we're really wasting our time. So we really want the Lord's presence this morning. We want to feel the presence of the Lord with us. So we're going to stand as we come to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank and we praise you this morning We have the freedom to come and to worship you. Lord, we thank you for everyone gathered in this service this morning. We pray that you'll bless them. We pray, Lord, as thy word goes forth today in song and in word, we pray, Lord, that every word will be owned by you. Lord, we pray that you'll back at home, as it were, right to our hearts. We pray, Lord, that you'll speak to every heart this morning. Lord, we thank you for everyone gathered out today. Lord, we thank you for giving us health and strength to be here. We thank you for journeying mercies. And Lord, we pray that you'll be one of our number. Lord, we really want your presence with us today. And Lord, we pray that you'll speak to our hearts. Teach us from thy word. You know each heart this morning. And Lord, we pray that there be a word in season for each one of us today. Lord, we pray that you'll bless the boys and girls this morning. And Lord, we know that the lesson today is really geared to them. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless them. Bless the ones that are listening in, maybe on the internet. And Lord, we pray that you'll work in each heart. Lord, we pray for those that are sick today. And Lord, we realize that there's many, and Lord, that they're not well at this time. And Lord, we pray that you'll Lord, come into that situation in everyone's life that are sick. And Lord, we pray that you'll bring them back to health and strength. Lord, we think of our hospitals. We think of our NH staff today. And we pray, Lord, that you'll be unto them all that they would need. And Lord, we pray that you'll deliver us from this virus and from this pandemic. And Lord, help us be able to get back to the way we used to be. And help us get back to the freedom of coming to fellowship together the way we used to be able to do. Lord, we pray that you'll bless us today. Continue on with us. We pray for the minister of this congregation this morning. And we know that he'll be listening on the internet. And we pray, Lord, that you'll bless him and his family. And Lord, encourage him this morning. And Lord, we pray that you'll be unto him all that we would need. And Lord, for this session and for the elders and committee and all that, Lord, works in this part of your vineyard. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless this work. Use this work. And Lord, we pray that you'll bring many more in. Save many souls in this area. And Lord, we pray that there'll be a great work done for thy honour and for thy glory. Lord, what we pray for here this morning, we pray for each one of our congregations throughout the length and the breadth of this land. Lord, bless us as thy people. Use us, take us on with thyself. And even as we come into this Christmas period, we pray that you'll keep us safe. And Lord, give us a great time together. Protect our families. Lord, maybe we've families and they're in nursing homes and maybe they're in hospital. Lord, we pray that you'll undertake and be with us. Lord, continue on with us now this morning. For each one that will take part today, Lord, we'll bless them and use them. Lord, be with us today, for we just ask it in thy name's sake. Amen. Okay, well, I think there's a video this morning. We're going to have that video now. And then right after that, I believe there's a young lady, Louise, and she's going to come and she's going to read the scriptures to us. So the video, and then straight after that, if Louise can come and read to us, I think she's going to read from down below here. Okay, thank you.
Cradled in a manger, in the world his hands made, born a stranger. Priest and king lay fast asleep, not knowing who had come. The shepherds heard upon the hill the song about the sun. Saint and angel, ox and ass, kept a watch together before the Christmas daybreak in the winter weather. Jesus in his mother's arm in the stable cold, spotless Lamb of God was he, shepherds of the fold. Let us kneel with heads bent low as we listen to the story, with saint and angel, ox and ass, to hail the King of Glory.
To God on high. The angels sing at Christmas with all the hosts above, and still we sing the newborn King, his glory and his love.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto them in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Louise. We'll just sing another wee hymn together. Number 82 in our hymn books. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. Good singing. Well, it is good to be with you this morning. Our brother said that I was from Macrafelt, and he is right, but I was just thinking on the way up this morning, I'm actually not from too far from here. I was brought up in Cookstown, so really only about half an hour, I think, across the road. So it's good to be with you on this Christmas Sunday morning and to share. It's lovely to hear the carol has been sung. Now, this morning, we're going to have a wee word of prayer, but this morning my lesson, or my story, is really to the children. And so we want to direct our thoughts this morning to the children. And I know there'll be children maybe tuning in on the internet, but even though it's to the children, there's a lot of lessons that us as adults and us as older people can learn from what we're going to talk about this morning. But before we do anything, we'll have a wee word of prayer, and then I'm going to do another scripture reading, and then we'll see what lessons we can learn from this object that we have with us this morning. So we'll just have a wee word of prayer, and we'll leave the reading of God's word and the speaking or the preaching of God's word with him. Our Heavenly Father, we'll thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, once again, to bring thy word and to preach and to teach thy word. Lord, we pray that you'll speak to us out of this passage of scripture. Lord, as we consider the candy cane this morning, Lord, we pray that those lessons that you have laid on our heart, Lord, we pray that you'll bless them, teach one of our hearts. And Lord, if there's someone listening in this morning and they're not saved, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to them. I pray, Lord, that you'll show them their need of a Saviour. Lord, I pray that you'll take this preacher, as it were, out of this picture, and that they'll not see me, but they'll see Jesus. And Lord, I pray that each one of us, that our eyes will be fixed on the Lord Jesus this morning. because we know that he makes all the difference. Lord, we pray that you'll continue on with us as we read your word again. We thank you for the reading of the word already. We thank you for the video and for the message, Lord, that we've already heard. And Lord, we pray, Lord, as we continue on and we read again, and as we speak, Lord, we pray that you'll bless and you'll undertake, for we ask it in thy name's sake. Amen. If you have your Bibles, we've already heard from Matthew chapter 1 this morning. So we're going to turn to Luke chapter 2. And I want to read from Luke chapter 2, from the verse 1 to the verse 21. Luke chapter 2, from the verse 1 to the verse 21. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And we'll just end our reading there, and we'll know that the Lord will bless this morning the public reading of his word. Now, as I said, my lesson this morning is really geared or directed to the boys and girls. And if you were listening carefully in the prayer, you would have heard, well, we are going to consider one of these this morning. Now, don't be afraid to shout out. I know you've got your mask on and we're all safe, but can anybody tell me what this is? A what? A candy cane. Now, does anybody know what a candy cane is? Or what do you do with a candy cane? Maybe some of the young people would know. What do we do with a candy cane? Now, we get a candy cane around Christmas. We eat it. That's right. The candy cane is a sweet. And really, we eat it around Christmas. Now, I searched the shops And my wife's here this morning. We searched the shops this week and we couldn't get a candy cane anywhere. So here we have this candy cane that's really related to Christmas. We should be fit to get loads of them around Christmas. But this week I couldn't get my hands on any of them. And the Reverend McKee came to my rescue because he bought this. Now this is all the way he was telling me from America. And he was telling me he bought this for a dollar. So this is, but we can't eat it. This is only an imitation. So it'll help me with our lesson this morning. So what about the candy cane? Well, it's a sweet. Now, the actual sweets are a lot smaller than this. We wouldn't sit down to a candy cane, I don't think, of this size. Maybe we would want to, but we don't. The candy cane is a lot smaller than this. And you know, it's usually peppermint flavour. Now, I like peppermint. I like mints. But it's usually peppermint flavour. And it's this colour. White with red twisted through it. And over many years, this candy cane has become associated with Christmas. Where did it come from? Well, whether this story's right or not, but the story is told that in 1670, a German choir master, he was concerned, he was in a meeting, they were having a meeting at Christmas, and he was concerned about the noise that potentially the boys and girls would make in the service. So he thought to himself, I will get the kids sweets. So he went down to the candy maker, the local candy maker, and he got candy sticks, or sugar sticks as they called it, and he brought them up, and his idea was, and I'm sure we have done it today, he's going to give the children sweets to keep them quiet. That's what he done. But he was afraid that maybe he would become under criticism or whatever because he was given children sweets in a worship service. So the story is told that he asked the candy maker that he would create the sweets in such a way that he could teach the message of Christmas. That he could teach the children that there would be a message in the candy cane for the children that they would see the Saviour. Whether that is true, I have been researching this, and in a number of places we read of that story, but in a lot of them they say that, well, it's only folklore. But anyway, I thought I would relate. That's the history of the candy cane. And over many years, this candy cane, the message that it tells us has been developed and has been added to. Now, I want us to take this morning, and I want in relation and in conjunction with the passage that we've read, I want us to learn some lessons this morning, boys and girls and adults, from the candy cane. Now, the first thing we'll notice, that the candy cane has got a crook or a hook at one end of it. Now, whenever the choir master initially went, the man that made the candy was going to give him just a straight stick. But they've added a crook to the end of it. Now this reminds us of the shepherds in the field at Christmas. We read about it in Luke chapter 2, really from verse 8 to 11. And the Lord Jesus Christ has now been born in Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph have went to Bethlehem. There have been no room in the inn. They're in the stable. And the Lord Jesus Christ has been born. And these shepherds are out. And they're on the land or the mountains around Bethlehem. The Bible says they were in that country. And something wonderful happens. As they were watching their flock. And you know, as I was reading up on this, there would have been a number of shepherds because there was four watches in the night. And the idea here was that throughout the night, that they would take shifts in some respect, so that some of them would watch the sheep, and the other three or the other would sleep, and there would have been a number, and they rotated this. So there would have been a number of shepherds watching their flock out in the fields around Jerusalem, and then the Bible says the angel of the Lord appeared unto them. The angel of the Lord appeared unto them. Now I would imagine, this has never happened to these shepherds before. I would imagine as they have been out night after night after night in the fields watching their sheep, never before has an angel appeared unto them. But this night was a special night. This was a different night. Because you see, the Savior, boys and girls and adults, the Savior had been born. And the angels appeared unto the shepherds. And the Bible tells me that the shepherds were afraid. You know, I was thinking about that. I would imagine if I had been there, I'd have been no different. And I would say if you had been there, you'd be no different. If an angel appeared to us this morning in this service, I'd imagine we'd be afraid. And the shepherds were afraid. And this is what the angel said. The angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Listen to this. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour." A Saviour. What news? Here we see these shepherds out in the field. And I want us to try and imagine it, boys and girls, in our mind. They're out in the field and they're looking after their sheep. The angel has appeared unto them. They're afraid. And then they get this message. A Saviour has been born. And boys and girls, and older people in this service this morning, that message is as wonderful to us today as it was all those years ago in the fields or in the mountains around Bethlehem. A Saviour has been born. Who is this Saviour? Let's go back to the candy cane. Remember? The crook at the end now reminds us of the shepherds who was given that news in those fields that a Saviour has been born. But who is he? Well, if we turn it around, then we get it the right way. What letter, have I got it the right way? What letter does that, is that? Shout it out. J. Now, as I think of this, I think of Jesus. And even we heard read in Matthew chapter 1 this morning, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." You know, boys and girls, this morning, the Saviour that was announced to the shepherds at Bethlehem is Jesus. That wee baby Jesus that was born and he's laying in the manger, that's the Saviour. That's the one who has come into this world to save you and me. Jesus Christ is the Saviour. It says in Matthew 1 verse 21, and this is the angel speaking to Joseph, "She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." So the message the shepherds got was that a Saviour was born. Joseph was told that his son would be called Jesus and he would save his people from their sins. That's the shape of the candy cane. But we've got different colours in this candy cane. I want us to think of the two colours that we have in the candy cane. The first colour I want us to think of is white. We've got white in the candy cane. You know, whenever I think of white, I think of clean. Now, I've got a shirt on me this morning, and it's nice and clean. It mightn't be that way by the time I take it off this evening, because I could spill something down. Many's the time I would spill maybe tea down it or something, and you would get a stain on the nice white shirt. And Elaine has to take the shirt and she has to wash it, do whatever has to be done to it to make it nice and clean and white again. And whenever I think of white, I think of clean. You know, the white in the candy cane reminds me, boys and girls, this morning, that the Lord Jesus Christ is sinless, spotless, pure, perfect. He's our Saviour. And that's the reason that he was able to be our Saviour is because he's without sin. Because he's spotless. You will read all through the Old Testament about the lambs that were taken for the sacrifice. And you'll read so often of lambs without spot and without blemish. And the Lord Jesus Christ, and as we look and as we consider him this morning, and as we think about him, we need to realize this morning that this Lord Jesus Christ is spotless, is pure, is perfect. He's the spotless Son of God. But you know, as God looks down upon each one of us this morning, and as we were born into this world, as the Lord Jesus was born as a wee baby in Bethlehem, he was born perfect. He was born white as snow, spotless, without sin. But you see, whenever we're born, boys and girls, the Bible tells me that we're born as sinners. The total opposite. And we're born, and as God looks down on us, he sees sin. He sees us as sinners. Not white. But he sees us as sinners in his sight. And you know, boys and girls, it tells me in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and adults this morning, and I know we need to get a grip of this and a grasp of this, that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it tells me in Romans 6 and 23 that the wages of our sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And while the whiteness can be keen reminds me of the spotless, sinless Son of God, it also reminds me that we are sinners. And we are lost in our sin. And the wages of our sin, what we deserve, is hell for all eternity. And if we continue in our sin this morning, boys and girls and adults, if we continue in our sin, we will be lost. And if we die in our sin, we will be lost for all eternity. And that's why we need a Saviour. And that's why that message to the shepherds that day and that night was so wonderful. Because the Saviour has come to a world of sinners. And it said in Matthew that he would save his people from their sin. Not only do we have the white that reminds us of the spotless purity of the Son of God, of Jesus, but we have the red. And you know, the red reminds me of what the Lord Jesus came to this earth to do. It reminds me of the precious blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary. And you know, the Lord Jesus came, and yes, we're celebrating his birth at Christmas time, but he came to die. He came to be our Saviour. And as he came to this earth, he knew that he was on the pathway to the cross. And that's how he would save his people from their sins. How did he do it? Well, whenever he went to the cross, he took our sin on him. He became our substitute. What is a substitute, boys and girls? Well, if you're playing a game or playing a sport or maybe playing football, boys, and something happens or you injure yourself, you're taken off the field and you're replaced by someone else. That's a substitute. Someone that takes your place. And the Lord Jesus Christ, whenever he died on the cross at Calvary, he took your place and he took mine. He took my punishment on his body. Because you see, I have been born a sinner. I cannot save myself. I cannot save myself, but only the Lord Jesus Christ, who was perfect, spotless, pure, could be my Saviour. The last thing I want to think about when the candy cane is the peppermint flavour. Every candy cane, if you taste it, it's peppermint. You know, this reminds us in the Bible of hyssop. Now, what is hyssop? Well, hyssop was a plant, or is a plant, or a herb. And you know, it's got significance in the Bible. In the Bible, hyssop was used for cleansing. If someone had touched a dead body in the Bible, well, they would be cleansed with hyssop. And hyssop's a herb. And that's what the peppermint and the candy cane reminds us of. You know, many of us know the story. I'm sure if we were to go on the 6 Mile Cross this morning, or on a busy Saturday, or we were to go to Macrofelt or Cookstown or any of the towns in this province, and you were to ask men and women, boys and girls, about this story, they could tell you that the Lord Jesus was born as a wee baby in Bethlehem. They could tell you the verses that he came to save his people from their sins. They could tell you he died on the cross to save us from our sins, but yet they're not saved. Yet, boys and girls, they don't know the Lord is their Savior. And that's where the hyssop comes in, or the peppermint. You see, whenever I think of the hyssop, I think of a story away back in the Old Testament, back in the book of Exodus, chapter 12. And if you've been listening, and I'm sure in Sunday school you've been taught about the 10 plagues, and the last plague was the angel of death who passed through Egypt. And as the angel of death passed through Egypt, well, the Lord told the people to take the hyssop, kill a lamb, put the blood in a basin and dip the hyssop into the blood and paint it on the 2 side posts of the door and across the lintel. And the Bible says that whenever the angel passed through Egypt, that whenever it saw, or he saw the blood on the doorposts, well then the people in that house were safe. But if there was no blood on the doorpost, then the firstborn in that home would be lost. That's the hyssop. Now what does that tell me? Well, you see, boys and girls, those people had to take the hyssop, and by faith, they had to take it and dip it under the basin, and they had to paint it on the posts. It wasn't good enough just to know you had to do it. You see, they could have known the story, and they could have known, well, I have to do this. But if they hadn't have done it, they would have been lost. And boys and girls this morning, and older people, it's not good enough to know the story. But we have to take it by faith. We have to ask the Lord Jesus to come into our hearts and to be our Savior. It's not good enough to know that he is the Savior or a Savior, but he needs to be your Savior. He needs to be my Savior. And we need to take him by faith and ask him to come into our hearts. In the children's meeting in Macrofelt and Macara, we sing a wee chorus, and we sing it a lot of times at the end of the meeting. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. You know, maybe you've come to this service this morning, this Christmas Sunday morning, and you've come and you don't have Jesus in your life. You don't have Jesus as your Savior. Maybe you've attended this church for many years. Boys and girls, maybe you've been coming all of your life so far to this church, and you know the story, but yet you're not saved. You know, I was saved as a wee boy of 9 years of age. I was brought up in Cookstown Free Presbyterian Church. I knew the story. I knew that I needed to be saved. I knew the Lord Jesus came and he died on the cross for me. My mum and dad were saved. But I still had to come myself. Because my mum and dad were saved didn't mean I was saved. Because I knew the story, And a wee boy at 9, and I knew. We were taught it week in, week out. In the children's meeting, in Sunday school, in church. But just because I knew the story didn't mean I was saved. Just because my mum and dad were saved didn't mean I was saved. And boys and girls, I had to come and ask the Lord to be my saviour. And that's the message I want to get across this morning. Is Jesus, this spotless, perfect, pure Son of God who came to be the Saviour, is he your Saviour this morning? Remember the lessons from the candy cane. Remember the shepherds in the field. Remember that announcement that was made to them, unto you is born this day a Saviour. Who is the Saviour? The Lord Jesus Christ. What about the Lord Jesus? Well, we learned that he was the spotless, sinless Son of God. And then we learned that he came to this earth as a wee baby and he died on the cross so that you and I could be saved. And then remember the peppermint. Remember the hyssop. We need to take him as our Saviour. It's not good enough for you and me, boys and girls, to know he is the Saviour. But he needs to be our Saviour. And I pray this morning you could have come to this meeting. And you could have come through those doors this morning. Or you could be sitting in your home this morning listening to this on the internet and not see it. Not ready. But this morning you can walk back out those doors on the road to heaven. Or if you're sitting in your home this morning, your life can be changed. The life of those shepherds was changed in an instant. The angel appeared unto them and he gave them news that would change their lives. He gave them news that would change the lives of everyone on this earth, that a Saviour was born. But your life could be changed this morning. On the internet, your life can be changed this morning, but you need to come and you need to put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask them to be your Savior. That course we've already quoted, unto my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Right now. Come in this day. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. You know, boys and girls, adults this morning, it's not about the words, it's what you mean in your heart. And if you were to ask them to come in right now where you sit, right now in your home, with the authority of God's word, he'll come in and he'll save you. He'll make you ready for heaven. And he'll be your Saviour and your friend. For unto you is born this day a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. I want to ask you this question in closing. Is he your Saviour? Boys and girls on the internet, is he your Saviour? Well, if he's not your Saviour today, why don't you come and ask him to come into your heart, to come into your life. Make him your Saviour. Make him your Saviour this morning. It's my prayer that the Lord will speak to each one of our hearts this morning. And as we consider the Christmas story, that it'll not just be a story, but it'll be real to each one of us. And that we'll know this Saviour as our own and personal Saviour. May the Lord bless us. Lesson in these few words to each one of our hearts this morning. And to the boys and girls this morning. Amen. We'll just have a wee word of prayer. And then our service will be over. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for thy precious word. We thank you for the lessons that we've learned this morning from the candy cane. And Lord, I pray that you'll speak to each one of our hearts, and especially the boys and girls this morning. And Lord, for those listening in on the internet, for those here in our service with us this morning, I pray that you'll speak to each one of our hearts and you'll draw us in love to thee. Lord, if we are saved this morning, bring us closer to thee. Help us walk with thee. Use us in thy work. And Lord, help that personal relationship deepen day by day. But Lord, if there's those that don't know ye yet as their Saviour, I pray, Lord, that you'll save souls today, change lives. And Lord, use us in thy work. Be with us the rest of this day. And Lord, we pray that you'll bring us back in safety tonight. And use us, we pray, for we ask it in thy lovely name's sake. Amen.